Well, I'm Lewis Benson, and these are very personal recollections of Manusmon and Shrewsbury meetings in the early part of the 20th century. And these are partly based on information given me by my parents, who joined Manusmon meeting somewhere around the turn of the century, and soon after became married under the care of the meeting, I think about 1902, and when I was born in 1906, I was soon after recorded a member of the Society of Friends, and so my the recollections don't go back much further than around 1911 about the Friends. I was not ever a resident member until after 1930, I believe, or after 1929, and during all those intervening years between 1906 and 1929, my connection with the meeting was through visits and through attending half-yearly meetings and executive meetings, which I'll explain later, and through summer holidays. So it was a rather strange relationship that I had with the meeting during all this time. But I think first I should mention things told to me by my mother about the early times that she and my father remembered when they became attenders and joined the meeting sometime during the 1890s and early 20th century. My mother's background was Methodist, and my father's Episcopalian. But my father started a chicken farm called the Monmouth Egg Company at a farm which is still being farmed within sight of the meeting house, owned presently by the Bennett family, and is no longer a chicken farm. And this farming project was a corporation, and it was didn't prove to be a profitable venture. And so that by the time I was born, my father had already settled with his wife in North Bergen, New Jersey, where he had a regular job which he kept to the end of his life. And so that although I was born at the home of my grandparents on Seagirt Avenue at the corner of Old Mill Road, I was only a temporarily resident and soon went to the home that was already established in North Bergen and later in Weehawken, New Jersey, where I grew up. But my mother remembered many things and told me about them. and a recollection of John Shotwell, who was a friend who ministered at Manasquan meeting and a resident of Asbury Park, and he used to use the second level of the minister's gallery and use the newel post to support himself and while he was speaking. Now, I don't remember John Shotwell personally, although I think he was alive after I was born, but not for very long, and he's remembered now by the Friends of Manasquan as the donor of the Christmas treat, which is still being distributed every year to the Sunday school children. And he later, some time after my parents joined, attempted to start a small meeting in Asbury Park at a place called Whittier Hall, which I cannot, never been able to locate. But this only lasted for not more than 2 or 3 years. And but John Shotwell was a friend who was very much loved by my parents, especially my mother. And other, he was a native of these of Monmouth County, but others who were very active in the meeting at this time were not permanent residents of Monmouth County, but had summer homes in Seagard, and this included Phoebe C. Wright and Daniel Willits. And I knew these friends very well, and they were the principal ministers, as nearly as I can recollect, in the meeting when I first remembered attending there. So Daniel Willits, I think, I'm not sure, although I have somewhere in my files his obituary that appeared in the Friends Intelligence there. I think he was a member of Trenton, and but I think Phoebe Wright brought her membership to Manasquan, because we know that she was clerk of ministry and council for quite a long time. And always sat on the facing bench. Of course, she was a very old person when I first met her. And oh yeah. Well, she was over 90 when she died in 1916, I think it was. And I remember her very well, because I think she is the only Quaker that I knew in those days who was still wore a Quaker style of dress with a bonnet and long skirts. And her picture is in the library at Manasquan meeting, which shows these the style of dress that she wore. And she was well known among friends in New York and Philadelphia, and traveled, or even in spite of her great age, traveled to the World Peace Conference at The Hague, which I think was in 1912, and was known among English friends, because we know that when John William Graham of Manchester, who was perhaps the best known friend because of his books in England at the time when he came to this country in the early 20th century, I think it was. He expressed his desire to visit Phoebe Wright, which he did at Seagirt at her home.
What kind of a person was she? Personality.
What kind of a person was Phoebe Wright? Well, it's not easy to say. In spite of her, that is because my judgments are based on the impressions of a 10-year-old and or under, but she was a very gentle and sweet person, but I imagine that her religious views were very different from those of other members of her generation in the Friends General Conference. And although there were not many plain friends, my recollection at Ely Meeting, in fact, I don't know of any others that I met in the New York Ely Meeting that wore plain dress. And she, Daniel Willits were, I think, the principal leaders in a renewal movement in Manasquan. And this included the cooperation of John Shotwell, I'm sure.
Was she and Daniel Willits related?
I think she and Daniel Willits were related because they all lived in the same house, which is still standing and owned by the Roman Catholics on the beachfront at Seagirt. Either some of the pictures which we've just been looking at are of that house, although it looks different now, and show me at the age of somewhere around 7 or so among all these older friends. And my recollection of the dates of the present meeting house, Manasquan, is not exactly sure if it's 1884-86, but this new meeting house was built with the cooperation, help, and initiative of the Willitses and the Wrights, and made a big difference because they began to start a Sunday school at this time.